Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabaka Ngube. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the drug problem among young people in Zimbabwe and the multi-sectoral drug abuse plan 2024 to 2030, which was launched by President Mnangagwa in Harare last week. But first, former South Carolina Governor and UN Ambassador Nikki Haley continued to draw support from Republican voters long after she dropped out of this year's U.S. presidential race. VOA's Dora Meko looks at how Haley supporters may help determine the winner of the election between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump.
Nearly 3 months after suspending her campaign for president, former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley announced that she would vote for former President Donald Trump in November.
Biden has been a catastrophe. So I will be voting for Trump.
But her supporters are not necessarily following her lead. A March 2024 Emerson College poll found that Haley voters were almost twice as likely to say they would vote for President Joe Biden over Trump. Other exit polls suggest at least half of Haley voters won't vote for Trump.
I was sad to hear that Nikki did not get enough votes to stay in the race. However, I'm not a fan of President Trump. I feel very concerned about the Republican Party.
I would not really have what I consider to be a viable option in a Trump versus Biden election. I really don't want to see either one of them in the White House next year.
You know, I'm not happy with either. I mean, I did support Trump, and I would probably still lean that way.
Haley says Trump should court her voters.
Trump would be smart to reach out to the millions of people who voted for me and continue to support me, and not assume that they're just going to be with him.
Haley supporters have the potential to swing this presidential election. During April's Pennsylvania primary, Haley earned up to one quarter of Republican votes in wealthier suburbs, even though she dropped out of the race weeks earlier. Analysis of the 2020 presidential election suggests success with suburban voters tipped the scales in Biden's favor. Haley pulled in big numbers in swing states, including Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, and Wisconsin.
You saw a lot of upscale, well-educated, well-off Republican voters trending toward Nikki Haley, and I think that included some of those independents as well. I could see some of them becoming swing voters in the general election.
How do you bring these Nikki Haley voters back into the tent?
I'm not sure we need too many.
The Biden campaign is actively pursuing Haley supporters with ads like this, which showcase Trump bashing Haley, who he appointed UN ambassador. It's part of a wider Biden strategy to attract anti-Trump Republicans.
She's gone crazy. She's a very angry person.
So far, Trump's problem is going to be consolidating the Haley vote. I don't know if you call it a Republican vote, but he has to get a large majority of the Haley vote.
There has been no sustained public drive by the Trump campaign to attract voters who chose Haley in the Republican Party primaries, even though in a tight race, those supporters might make the difference on Election Day. Dora McQuar, VOA News, Washington.
After traveling around the world for a year, Asami Okano, a Japanese teacher, settled in Uganda to start a cocoa and vanilla farming business. This is where she met her husband, Yoshito Asai, in 2013. They got married and had two children, both born in Uganda. VOA's Halima Athumani and Mukasa Francis met the couple and have this story from Kayunga District in central Uganda.
Asami Okano is a hands-on boss at the Farm of Africa, a business she started with her husband, Yoshito Asai, in the Kayunga district of central Uganda. The former teacher traveled the world for a year before finding her new home in 2012. In Uganda, land belongs either to the government, the community, or individuals. Most of this land is still in bush areas, but slowly being sold off to private owners like Yoshito and Asami. As a result, very little land is left for farmers to grow food for consumption.
Uganda has good environment, many trees and many greenery, but every year they destroy the forest and they open the land, but we can understand they need to grow and to eat. So that's why cocoa and vanilla as agroforestry also it's good for environment. They can get the money and also they get the matoke.
Asami says as a student she was interested to learn about developing countries, especially Asia and Africa. So during her year-long tour, which took her to different countries, she arrived in Uganda and landed a job as a volunteer at an orphanage. She worked there for a year before the orphanage closed for lack of funding. Still in Uganda, Asami researched other ways to earn a living and discovered farming as a viable option. She decided to follow that path and settle down in Uganda. Yoshito moved to Uganda as a backpacker, doing his own research in agriculture while also looking for a job there. Along the way, Yoshito met Asami, started working for her before both decided to get married and settle down in Uganda. Yoshito says what he especially loves about the country is its people and weather.
Through the year, the 25-20 degrees, so you can live with half shirts. You don't have to wear a big jacket or you don't have to become naked, so it's perfect weather. Then also, like people are friendly. If I need some help, I ask someone who is passing the road, then always people can help. So I love living here.
But life in Uganda comes with its own challenges. It took the couple 2 years and visits to 80 different sites to find their dream farm. Moreover, Asami says they had to adjust to cultural differences, particularly very different attitude towards punctuality and time management. They also had to learn the local language, Luganda, to be able to communicate with their Ugandan employees.
Yeah, Jawariko Sebo, Sanso Kuraba, Jawariko Nyabo. Yeah, like this. Yeah, not fluent, but I can negotiate with the border also by Luganda.
At their 50-acre piece of land, the Japanese couple mainly grow cocoa, vanilla, and a few banana plants to feed their 50 farm workers, who are mostly from the neighboring community in Kayunga. Abasarita is one of them and works as a processing manager at the Farm of Africa.
Sometimes when they are coming, they bring for them some stuff like maybe clothes, toys for kids, and some other eats. And also at our farm, we have matoke, they planted matoke, and they sell it at a reduced price. So it's easier for them to come and work, and they take matoke. They are the best people I've ever seen, I think, because we do interact very well, we do cooperate very well, as long as you do your work in time, and all that they tell you to do.
Life is busy and hectic for the farming couple, as Asami travels frequently for business-related trips, while they both work hard to expand their business, exporting products to Japan and the United States. As a result, visits to their home country are rare and difficult. But Asami and Yoshito make sure to keep in touch with their relatives and friends back home through weekly phone calls. They say that even after 11 years in Uganda, they feel they are just getting started and still getting adjusted to their new life. Halima Athmani, VA News, Kayunga, Uganda.
With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. in moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic, President Mnangagwa last week launched a multi-sectoral drug and substance abuse plan for the years 2024 to 2030. He acknowledged that the drug problem is now a big problem in Zimbabwe. Young people are the most affected, and different stakeholders are being called on by the government to come together to fight this scourge. UNICEF and several organizations conducted a research in 2022 which revealed that many youth are taking marijuana, illegal alcohol, cough syrup, glue, nyaope, njengu, and other substances. Their drug problems were attributed to many factors including child abuse, broken families, peer pressure, and the economy. To discuss this issue, we are joined on the phone by a social worker with Global Peace Hub Zimbabwe, Irene Peace Wungwe, Pamvuri Managing Trustee, Jacob Shamiarira, and a drug user and harm reduction activist, Tania Askara Marumbwa, who is working with communities in Bulawayo to help young people who are hooked on drugs. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for inviting us.
I'll start with you, Mr. Shamiarira. Tell us about your personal experiences with drugs as we look at this issue.
Okay, thank you. So I struggled with same between the ages of 15 and 29, and my journey started off with alcohol. Alcohol was my sort of first substance that I came in contact with. And when I actually stopped drinking at the age of 29, or first the last 3 to 4 years of my drinking were really bad. It was now mostly alcohol with cannabis use, with occasional cannabis use, which now become quite frequent in my use, and it was causing personal problems, was causing a lot of poor decision making. And really in my life to a place where I didn't want it, which then led me to make the decision to find ways to get help, give up my drinking and smoking. And when I got into recovery, that's when I started the organization to try and help other people avoid the pitfalls that I found myself in.
Thank you so much for that testimony. Tania, some people may ask what exactly you do. Ungasitshela-kela phana ukuthi kuyini umsebenzi owenzayo, kuyini i-harm reduction le?
Thank you so much, Samantha. Good evening, and listeners. Harm reduction is a set of strategies and policies and practices actually help in reducing the high therapeutic use of drugs and if someone's help, and this is particularly for someone who is using drugs. So my work mostly involves meeting up with people who use drugs in my community, share information on the types of drugs that are out there, and we also replicate it. Each other advice. We can now make only a few months before you start drinking, because in my area where it's been a problem of injury, the So some people, like that stuff, like really like cooks up your insides, or I'm into that channel, I'm living that. So mostly my work is information dissemination and teaching about what public access really is. Because it's a word, it's not just, you know, there's a need for some services that need to be available to others, such as needle exchange programs, such as for things to invest in services. And needle exchange is more of HIV infection by providing new equipment and also the mass shop process. And then some other interventions with family vaccine, other condom distribution, HIV testing, as well as counseling if someone needs it. Because some people tend to use drugs because of different issues. And some of you feel traumatized, the way they can use it or the drugs. And then there's also like, something actually started from the greater driver. So harm reduction is not really about stopping someone from using. And it does not promote drug use as well. It is about dealing with someone's health, like whilst they're using. It's not a coercive which is someone is given the condition of it to be treated in a certain way. And you also get support if you are still the habit. Harm reduction is should actually be seen as a doorway to universal rehabilitation, because we say you need to where you are. If you need to say the best for harm reduction, family to suffer, this is a criminal life cycle. In a message, you may be not having to be father and to be you as you are. This is why we find that most harm reduction services and people who are in the community tend to be people with experience. Drug use or people who are currently using drugs themselves. And for myself, I'm a current drug user, but I'm also using a harm reduction measure, which is called managing. So by managing means I'm still taking my drugs, which can be either alcohol or marijuana. And then I give myself designated times, which I drink, weekends, I smoke more than I drink. So weekends, I drink and smoke, and then during the week, I actually set a timer every 2 hours in that time. So the numbers I end up in, maybe in the evening, that's also another strategy to manage that. But it's also another strategy of hand structure. So you see, I'm reducing my intake of shots, so it's not stopping. And it also helps me every 2 hours or every 2 hours. I was a part of preparing myself, because if you don't prepare someone for rehabilitation, then you actually don't go for rehabilitation and you're prepared either. This is how someone may end up with you if you not to. So this is like just a shortened version of that humble action.
Hayi, siyakuzwa, siyabonga kakhulu laphana. Uchasise sibili kabanzi sazise ukuthi kuhamba njani. Amayungwe muno shanda neve shidiki vamuchisangana ne vamu vanosangana one dambudziko rakadai. Ndezvipi zvimwe zvinhu zvamunoona zviri kukonzerawo kuti vechidiki vange vachizotongwa nezvinodhaka? Hello, my Hungwe Murundi Nzwaere.
Hello, Mtimule.
Tugu wana timuruku shanda neve chidiki vakawanda. Nde api mamwe matambudziko amuno wana anu konzerati ve chidiki vange vachi tora ozvinodhaka?
Maita basa. Chikutanga toda kutenda mutungamiri wenyika wa Emmanuel Ndambudzi Mnangagwa. The position of the Torah, who want to see the future of Zimbabwe is at stake. Who want to see my leaders, Amangwana, they are being destroyed, they are working away on drugs. Takanyana kukosha, kanyana ii. Ine da kuti, tiwone kuti chichi kukonzera, kuti sei wanawari kukiti na madrugs. Kukutanga, tikabaku my response is edu ngave on the preventive. It's like we are only reacting to the anarchy to Rama drugs. But coming from a social perspective, which consider futhi ukuthi Zimbabwe is a developing nation, haina ma rehabilitation centers akawanda. Like you know Zimbabwe tingori ne ngutsheni ne ngomahuru ne annex paparenga twa. My approach is edu ngari on the preventive. Tumboona kuti zviri konzera vana zvino zvanda kuda kufika pamupinzo wenyu. Sekutanga marerero atiri kuita vana vedu, marerero ari kuita vana, atingati maparenting style atiri kuitira vana vedu ari kukonzera kuti vana vazopinda madrugs. Tiri kukudza vana vedu tichivapa a distorted reality of what is happening in the world. Tinovaprovida nezvese tichi replace our important place in their lives, the material things, my phone, nature, as you know, but most parents work at Kura Vachishaiwa. Sakavaku Dakutu and Nawa Kurim Vachuana. But in doing so, Vanawaika Nawa, the Pinda Munika, they are failing to adopt, they are failing to fit in my problems. I love Sana and now Afuwaika overwhelmed, number one. Sakama parents themselves, Edi, the courage of the rich, Arakua and Angwaika Kwana, Nevana. Vabereki vari bhizi kushanda, vamwe vari kugara kudhayasipora vosiya vana vari vega vasina munhu anovamonisa. Saka child supervision and monitoring inokosha. Vabereki tinoswera kumabasa todzoka tamika manhere, as long as vana vane TV takasubscriber 200 channels, vana vachidzidziswa neTV nesocial media. Saka we are not currently the way yekuti vazokwanisa kugara munyika. Saka izvozvo manje vana vazoita integrate into the world. Vakuremerwa neupenyu tanga tichivareva muchikoro. So children are failing to adopt to the pressures of life nekuda kwemaparenting self, nekuda kwemasocializer yatakavaita, nekuda kwethe nurturing yatakavaita, number one. So we are talking of the parenting self of parents. Number two, vana hakuna mabasa. That's the reality on the ground.
Yeah, my ungeti mbo kumisa mchana. Hello?
Ibu unjani.
Aisea pila linjani baba. List kumali ngapi?
Nisi South Africa. Eka ya use kwanda la pespula wamanyame kuleni ugla.
Yeah, hai lingapa ula liluvona njani utabalo list kutu ngalo na mshanji.
Utaba lona silibona ngibona into right ukuthi bahlabe umkhosi lawo le bakhuze ichilo leselingena ikakhulukazi eZimbabwe, ngoba silibona ikakhulukazi emazweni anjengo Mexico nalapha eSouth Africa. Kodwa base likapakela kwela kithi kuyasethusa kakhulu ukuthi intsha iyaphenduka ibe ngondika sithebele abantu abalala emabridge nabantu nje izwe liyafa ngale nto ezidakamizwa, ikakhulukazi malingeni lajula ebantwini abatsha vele. Futhi izwe nje leke selibhubhele wonke uma abantu abatsha nje sebegxile kakhulu ezidakamizweni. So ngicabanga ukuthi hhayi kulisu elihle kakhulu ukuthi bawunqande kusase eli, ngoba vele sigoqa sisemazi.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu baba ngokungena kuhlelo kanye lokusipha umbono wenu.
Ngiyathokoza kakhulu.
Hayi, siyabonga. Maiungwe munogona kuenderera mberi muchidimbu. Tanzwa vapindawo murunhare vachitenderana nemi kuti nyaya yekukudza vana inyaya hombe panyaya yekutora zvinodhaka. Munogona kuenderera mberi muchidimbu muchipedzisa zvamanga muchitaura.
Saka tikangoita maawareness campaigns tingoti no to drugs. Without addressing the causal effects, without addressing the reasons why children are wasting on drugs, our efforts may not produce the desired outcome. So we should sit down and find what is causing, what is driving our children into drugs. We spoke of the parenting, so let us have more parenting programs. And also, let us have more vocational training centers, because our children are fast. They are no jobs. They have no life skills. So let's have life development programs. Can I ask now to the school of Anangawa to develop my skills so that they have something to live on? vakapedza chikoro vanema degree you find vana vakapedza chikoro vanema degrees vamwe vacho vakatotadza kupedza chikoro vaenda kuma universities nekuda kwepressure. So let us look at nyaya yemapii ari kubhadharwa kumayunivhesities kuti are they reasonable compared to the salaries ari kuwanikwa nevana.
Tinotenda
ataura nevabereki, vabereki vatoradza kubhadhara maschool fees aasazivi kuti oita sei overwhelmed wepressure obva apedza apina mabasa. Vamwe vakapedza chikoro kuti atsvage basa hakuna basa. So these are some of the reasons why our children are wasting on drugs. So if we don't address those issues, our efforts, no matter how many awareness campaigns we do on drug subject, on drug abuse, without addressing the cause or effect, my efforts will be to see a desired outcome.
Tinotenda Mai Hungwe. Coming to you, Mr. Shamyarira, we saw you at the launch last week. What do you think of this multisectoral drug and substance abuse plan? The strengths, the weaknesses, do you see it working briefly there?
Well, thank you. I think Chikutanga, it's something to celebrate that there's now a plan which guides how the different players can come in to support my intervention Darafia and Askana Panya, the drug and substance abuse epidemic America. I think some of the key highlights within that action plan is the seven pillars are the national response. Maybe if I could quickly just touch into putting the happy archo. Kuti vasinatwa kwakamuringa document very well ndiyo kuti zvakamira sei. So mapilari ipo pane irikuenda supply reduction iri kuna kuongorora kuti how can we reduce the supply of my drugs munyika muno, how can we reduce the supply of my illicit alcoholic beverages ari kuwanikwa muni maarea dzakasiyana siyana. So iyoyo ichange iri kumhanya yema security forces kuti achishanda in that space.
Vashamyarira pamuri kulista pasara 2 minutes dzekuti munge muchipendera muchilista zvese munogona kuenderera henyu mberi.
Okay, that's right. Kune demand reduction, harm reduction, treatment and rehabilitation, kune community reintegration, kune legal and policy, kune resource mobilization, kune media and communication. So iwayo mapila ese I think ari kupa vanhu madirection ekuti vanhu tingabatsirani sei in coming up with different programs and activities. So isusu non-profit organization irikushanda iri muno muZimbabwe neyadidi ya quite excited plan because it spells out a clear roadmap yekuti isusu tingamhanya tichifamba nebasa rakaita sei tisawana simba rakawanda mukuda kupusha nyaya dzedemand reduction to promote adolescent mental health.
Tinotenda Vashamyarira. Unfortunately, nguva yedu ndo yati manyei, asi regai ndikutendei mese kuti mapinda muchirongwa ndichitenda amai Irene Peace Hungwe nava Jacob Shamyarira uyezve namuzvare Tania Skara Marumbwa nekuti mapinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi apo patanga tichikurukura nezvenyaya yezvinodhaka inova nyaya yanetsa zvikuru muZimbabwe. Vechidiki vakawanda vakatarisana nedambudziko rakadai. Ye, siyabonga avangene kuhlelo namhlanje, sibonga njalo labenelisa ukuthi vangene kuhlelo bese South Africa. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.